Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
As parents, we are so excited right now that school is about to start up again. I cannot even tell you how I'm dancing around the house. But of course, as school starts up again, so do school sports. It means busy times, plenty of activities, driving your kids around. But where the kids are concerned, are they ready for their sports? Are they playing football and it's still pretty hot outside? Have they been doing any activity or exercise all summer and now they're jumping into track and field or fall sports, soccer, football? What is it that they're doing and are they ready for it? My guest is Dr. Michael Bergeron. He's the executive director for Sanford Sports and Science Institute and the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bergeron. So our kids, are they ready for sports? How do we know if they're ready?
Thank you, Melanie. It's great to be here again. And that's the great question. Are they ready? Hopefully they are, and I think a lot of kids these days who are involved in sports, aren't doing it maybe as casually as kids used to do years ago. Oftentimes they're training and conditioning or participating in some kind of sport activity year-round. So I think we, in a general sense, we have a better sense of readiness for a lot of kids, but still you have those kids that are just starting, and maybe this is their first time. So I think what a lot of people have to appreciate is that there's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of anticipation, there's a lot of maybe even a sense of urgency. Boy, the preseason is really a short time, and we've got to get ready quickly. That's coming from the coach's perspective. But, the kids and the parents have a lot of responsibilities, too. Be sure that you have the right equipment. Be sure that you, hopefully, at this point, have been exposed to the outside to get used to the heat. But also your fitness level. Have you been active? It's really hard to go from ground zero all of a sudden into a full day of practice. So, hopefully they've done that, and hopefully the coach is not overzealous and doing too much too soon.
Hopefully the coach is not overzealous. How do we know if the coach is, and if we're a parent, Dr. Bergeron, what do we do? If we feel that the coach, and especially I'm talking about football, because I see how hard these kids are already training and school doesn't start for another week. They've been working on it for the last 2 weeks or so. It's been hot outside, and these kids are literally running their tails off and working so hard. How do we as parents kind of, evaluate whether this is too much too soon?
Well, again, you may not know as a parent until you find out, and you'll find out pretty quickly just watching the first practice. And hopefully the coaches have been listening to what anywhere from the American College of Sports Medicine to the National Federation of State High School Associations, all these governing bodies have been relentlessly putting out recommendations for preseason acclimatization, not only acclimatization to the environmental conditions, to the heat, the humidity, but also to the intensity and the duration, as well as to the equipment. So that message has been getting out there over the last several years relentlessly and very clearly, and so hopefully coaches are listening. But, again, you don't always see that, and despite the recommendations and despite the clarity of that and the urgency of the trouble you can get into if you don't follow that, it still occurs. But, there needs to be some dialogue if you see something that maybe you think is too much, and that's not always well received by a coaching staff. But, you as a parent have that responsibility. The point is that everybody needs to be on the same page, that conditioning is not, it's an introduction. It's not an elimination. And so it's not competition. It's getting kids ready. So it needs to be long, progressive, slow, introducing everything in a progressive way. And those first 3, 4, 5 days really need to be taken in a very progressive, deliberate way.
And Dr. Bergeron, because, as I said, it is hot outside and they're doing this, are they supposed to be in uniform? Are they supposed to be, running that far? What is enough? And yes, if we're trusting the coaches, we're trusting that they know what to do. We're kind of keeping our own parental eye on things. But what are they supposed to be doing? And what signs should we look for when they come home from practice that maybe they've done too much in this heat?
Well, again, those are great points. And depending on the sport, you know, either way, whether it's football or whether it's lacrosse or whether it's even band practice, full uniform, full gear, full duration, full intensity shouldn't be happening even in the first week. And in the case of football, you know, you need to minimize the equipment, the protective equipment, the shoulder pads, the helmet. All of that really needs to be introduced progressively. And so, you know, if somebody is putting full gear on and going for 3 hours on day one, that's going to be a problem. Kids aren't used to that. So, you know, if your kid comes home and just completely exhausted and or hurting, then probably that was too much. And so, you know, it's probably a good idea to just be there and keep an eye on things and just, you know, see what's going on. You know, you might feel bad about interfering, but, you know, you won't feel bad if you saved a life. So, you know, parents have a responsibility just like the coaching staff has a responsibility.
So we're getting our children ready. We're keeping an eye on it. You know, we're trusting the coaches, making sure our children stay hydrated, because even in the fall, you know, we don't always think of hydration and the heat, making sure all of these kinds of things are taken care of. Now, as parents, is it okay to let our kids, you know, work that hard and get sore? I kind of like it when my daughter comes home and says, boy, he really worked us hard today. I kind of like that.
Well, it's easy for you to like it, isn't it?
I think it's good for them, though, you know, sometimes.
It is. Well, certainly, you know, there's a fine line difference between, you know, discomfort of exerting oneself for the intent of improving fitness and conditioning and sport performance. So there's a difference between discomfort and pain. And so it's, you know, fitness and conditioning takes time, and that's why we've been talking about a graduated exposure. You can't condition somebody in certainly you can't do it in a day. You really can't do much conditioning and changes in fitness in 2 weeks, but you can sure hurt somebody really quickly. So oftentimes, and it doesn't necessarily just apply to sports and in school, but really anywhere, if somebody really doesn't know what to do and they're not well-versed in how fitness needs to be progressive and introduced slowly and in a diversified way, then they typically default to just doing more. So if anyone can work somebody out really, really hard. But again, if it was a tough workout, but it was just challenging and not excessive, in other words, somebody might have been uncomfortable, they might have been working really hard, certainly a lot of sweat related to that. But if somebody is really hurting, you know, that can certainly lead to a lot of problems, not only musculoskeletal injuries, but, you know, you could put somebody into a very, very dangerous situation very quickly. So, again, that's the kind of thing that, you know, communication with your kids. A lot of kids are afraid to speak up if they're really having a problem out on the field or out on the court. And you know, they're afraid that if they say something, they might, you know, coach might give them a hard time or they might be cut from the team or whatever it is. But kids need to really be encouraged to be honest about how they're feeling. And you can always go back in, but there's no do-overs if you get in trouble. And be encouraged to report, you know, if you see your friends having trouble, too. You know, many, many of these cases, when you read the positions on some of these catastrophic events on the sport field, it was the other kids that saw what was going on first, and they were afraid to say anything. And so I think that, you know, all the seriousness of all this needs to be communicated up front.
I think that's so important, Dr. Bergeron, and thank you so much for this great information, because it is so important that our children get ready to play these sports, that they've been doing something all summer, that they stay hydrated, that they watch for heat-related injuries and illness, and that the coaches and staff know what to do in the event of these kinds of things and know how to treat our children and kind of gradually progress with the training that goes on with fall sports. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.